they got a quarterback who I guess is getting criticized for not running enough. Do you think in his mind maybe he's like, okay, I'll show you guys, and you have to be on guard for that, I guess?
Yeah, you got to be on guard for RG3. He definitely has – he still has the wheels. You know, it's just up to him whether he's going to use them or not. And so, you know, we just got to play our game and expect that he can do both and prepare for both.
You've seen it all, obviously, in the NFL, the highs and lows. It's important as a team to put what happened Sunday behind and move on, right? I mean, that's the NFL, right?
Yeah, the most important thing, I think, is that we just take the positives away from last week. You know, the season's long. There's going to be, you know, good games, bad games, even when you win. And so it's important for us as a team, with the young guys, the old guys, that we just take positive steps and positive things and just build on them and continue to get better as the season progresses.
Well, if we focus on one positive, the first half of the D-line was outstanding. I mean, franchise record 5 sacks. That's something to build on, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a bittersweet thing. You know, we had a – we felt like, you know, just so much energy and on fire in the first half. And then the second half, you know, a lot of things didn't go our way. And so, like I said, we just got to build on what we did. We took a look at what happened successful in the first half. And we just got to be consistent and do it throughout the second half.
Heard the word miscommunication was a big plus.
Hi, Mom.
How do you change that this week?
We just got to be on it. You know, miscommunication happens. A couple guys went down. There's really no excuse, but next man up mentality. We just got to be consistent on first, second, whatever string it is, and just go out there and play with great effort and just detail.
When RG3's on the field, do you have an awareness of explosive plays at any moment, or how do you approach him?
He's definitely a threat with his legs, and, you know, he's taken a lot of shots this year, and so the guy has many different tangibles about him, and at any moment, you know that he can take off and run with the ball. And so, like I said, you just got to be prepared for everything that they have. And they have a great running back. They got deep threats at receivers. And the scheme that they run is pretty good. And so, like I said, we just got to go out there and be on it. And it starts today.
You work against this run offense in practice every day. Your opinion, what will it take for them to get the running game going to take some of the pressure off third and long?
You know, we go against, like you said, we go against the offense every day. And so, you know, we just got to, for us, we just got to go out there, set the edge and play inside out, play detailed, you know, and just gang tackle. I mean, the running back they got is a downhill runner. He'll run you over and he can cut. And so we got to be on the details. We got to do the things that we know how to do consistently throughout the game.